I'm Kip Allen with a KFUO News Update. Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys representing a Chattanooga church filed suit in the federal court yesterday, challenging the city's ban on drive-in church services. Originally, the city and its mayor, Andrew Burke, tailored the COVID-19 restrictions to a statewide order that allows for drive-in church services, but abruptly reversed course to specifically prohibit them. On April 9th, Burke posted a message aimed at churches on the city website and on his official Facebook page regarding the order, stating that drive-in services, even if in the cars with windows rolled up for any length of time, will be considered a violation of the shelter-in-place directive. Neither the mayor nor the city has been willing to back off on the amended directive, despite the U.S. Department of Justice's strong concern about the overreaching bans, as expressed in a statement of interest that the agency filed in a similar ADF case in Mississippi. LGBT advocates sued Idaho over a ban on transgender people changing their birth certificates yesterday, one day after another lawsuit challenged the U.S. state's ban, the first in the country, on trans women competing in female sports leagues. Both laws were passed last month as trans rights have become the latest flashpoint in a long U.S. battle over LGBT rights, pitting liberals against social conservatives who believe that sex is immutable. Two other states, Ohio and Tennessee, do not allow people to change the sex on their birth certificates, according to Movement Advancement Project, an advocacy group. Wednesday's lawsuit, filed by the ACLU, challenged the Idaho's Fairness in Women's Sports Act as discriminatory and an invasion of privacy because of the tests required if an athlete's gender is questioned. The backers of the law, which is due to take effect July the 1st, say it is unfair for trans girls and women to compete in female sports leagues affiliated with the state's public school and higher education systems, as they have a physical advantage. Several other U.S. states, including Missouri, Texas, Georgia, and Kentucky, are considering bills that seek to block gender-confused children from receiving gender reassignment treatment. The Kentucky legislature approved a pro-life measure Wednesday to give State Attorney General Daniel Cameron power to shut down abortion facilities and save more lives during the coronavirus pandemic. Cameron, a pro-life Republican, recently urged state health authorities to hold abortion facilities accountable to a state ban on elective medical procedures during a health crisis. However, Governor Andy Beshear is a pro-abortion Democrat, and he's not stopped abortions in the state of Kentucky. Lawmakers there voted to expand Cameron's powers so that he can close abortion facilities that refuse to comply with health restrictions. Currently, that power rests with the state health cabinet. The bill also defines most abortions as elective procedures. This has been a KFUO News Update.